perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right. Here we are, Friday, and I'm feeling it. I'm feeling that we need the Friday to be here and gone and resting.
Yes.
I told Riggins right before the show started, I said, hey, we got a few minutes. I'm going to go get another cup of coffee. I got down there and then I said, you know what? I don't have time to wait on hot coffee to be sipped and into my system. So I made an iced coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that because I like it creamy and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way I've been described many times. Creamy and sweet.
Creamy and sweet. Yep.
And I could have had it sucked down by the time I got up the stairs. But I had to stop myself because I can drink it that fast like a Yoo-Hoo.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Just suck it down.
Are you drinking it through a straw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, see?
Okay, yeah.
And straw's pink, too.
Yeah. Love it.
An iced coffee with a pink straw in a purple cup. Love it.
That's my go-to.
Yeah, and because I've always said I never can sip a Yoo-Hoo drink. I just guzzle it.
Yeah.
And that's what that reminds me of.
Do you do like an iced coffee in the fridge? Like, you know, pre-made? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the bottle.
What flavor you like? What brand do you like? I'm in need for a new brand.
Stock, like S-T-O-K.
Okay. With like the green, is it Green Label or yellow?
I like the yellow one better.
Same. It's like mellow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mellow yellow.
Mellow. Yeah.
You get it? You don't get it.
I do. I'm glad we could hash that out.
Mm-hmm. TJ, do you still do the 5-hour energy drinks?
Sometimes, not very often. Usually if I'm on a road trip, I'll do that.
Yeah. Lindsay, you like those still, don't you?
I started them when I started back with you guys. Mm-hmm. I had not had many, if any, in that period I was gone from the show.
Well, they're expensive too.
Yeah.
They are expensive.
$3.50 a pop or more, $3.99.
Mm. And they have other brands that are cheaper, but I don't think you can buy those in a full box. I think you have to just get those one at a time at the register at the QT or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like smoking cigarettes now. It was when TJ was taking those caffeine tablets. I look back on that and I will go, oh my God, caffeine tablets. I don't know anybody that takes caffeine tablets. It's like smoking cigarettes.
You know who does? Jesse Spano on Saved by the Bell. I'm so scared.
Do you miss taking those?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But they still make them.
Yeah.
And it's as safe as coffee. It's the same amount of caffeine as two cups of coffee.
I don't think, though, it should be enjoyed with your cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But if I had some this morning, I'd have been taking them.
Yeah.
Now, they have two kinds. One's called Vivarin. I think that was the original. And then one's called No Doze. Mm-hmm. And the No Doze is more... it's fancier because it's got the coating on it, like a Tylenol tablet that has that coating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you buy those at the gas station?
No, you get them at Walgreens and places like that. You can get them at the gas station, I think. Might be a little dust on the box, but it still works.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Regans, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Have I told y'all the whole thing about the at my other radio job, the stuff in the basement that they don't use anymore, the whole network of radio stations, they have prizes and stuff that are old that they don't give away.
No.
Okay. Well, they put all these huge boxes down there in that basement, where I work before I go on the air, that I've told y'all about. Mm-hmm. And they're just huge boxes of old t-shirts and promotional items and things like that. And they said, anybody that wants any of that stuff, you can have it. They were cleaning out the storage area, and their t-shirts from radio stations that don't even exist anymore. They've changed the formats of them and all that. Well, I was down there and I just started kind of looking through the box. I was like, that shirt's pretty soft. And there were some long sleeve t-shirts.
So
I got one of those. And then last night I was in there and they had a new box in there. And so this is just how hideous my life has become. I'm pilfering through things that have been in storage, like free swag from a radio station. Yeah. It's been in the garage or in storage area in a basement for years.
I mean, when you say years, like decades.
Well, let me show you this. How old do you think this shirt is that I have here?
300.
About the movie 300. Isn't this a promotional t-shirt for the movie 300?
If it is, that's an old t-shirt.
How old is that movie?
Probably early 2000s.
But did they do a newer version of it? I mean, did they do a sequel to it or something? Hopefully.
No, then
it's a good t-shirt. I mean, you know.
Hopefully.
It's one of those, what do you call them? Gildan t-shirts? Yeah,
Gildan.
Yeah, Gildan t-shirts.
I don't think 400 has come out yet, so I'm pretty sure that is the original.
2006.
Oh, well.
So, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. It's held up nicely in the storage, in the box.
Oh, my God. Are there, like, mothballs in there? Like, what's happening?
Oh, it's nice. It's a good, shirt around the house.
I'm glad you can promote that movie. Good.
Yeah, I think the original Trojans wore that.
Russell Crowe in that movie.
That was, a gladiator or something.
He was gladiator. This was Gerard Butler was in 300, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
Okay. I never saw it. I don't like those types of movies, but I got a shirt. You know, my saying is always like, if there's something that's a big sale or whatever, I'll go, I'm going to get this. It's only $5. If it doesn't work out as a shirt, I'll use it as a rag. So if I don't wear this, I'll just use it as a rag.
Sure.
I excuse it that way. Like, I'm just always looking for a good rag. Like, I'm walking through life going, hey, you know what? Where are all my rags? Y'all want to see my rag collection? Yeah. So nice.
Good.
I don't want that to go to waste.
No.
Well, they don't send their stuff to other countries like they do at the Super Bowl, like with the losers.
I don't think. Yeah, but I'm going to go through there again tonight.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Now Trending is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Find rugs, furniture, gifts, pillows, and so much more at Lily and Grace. Learn more at tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I know TJ is going to make some time this weekend to watch that Ed Gein show on Netflix. I'm assuming that's still happening, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to dive into that. And like, we've gotten a ton of reactions on social media about people watching that show and how they enjoyed it, although it was very disturbing, not surprising. But there's a new show that's out on Netflix that premiered yesterday. It is the Victoria Beckham docuseries. It's called Victoria Beckham. It's 3 episodes. First of all, who was looking for that? Who said, yeah, I want a Victoria Beckham docuseries? Who?
And you know, I'm in on all the celeb stuff, and I wouldn't even watch that.
Who wanted that? I don't know. But one interesting thing that's come out of the Victoria Beckham saga is that David Beckham and Victoria are not speaking to their oldest son. His name is Brooklyn. Uh-huh. Yeah. They're not talking to Brooklyn or his wife. And it's been a sort of tabloid fodder for the last, I don't know, 2 years. And they said it was because of a rift between Brooklyn's wife and Victoria. And recently, somebody started to speak out about the real reason why they're not getting along. Here's the story. I think you'll find it interesting. when Brooklyn got married, obviously all the Beckhams were there. It was a star-studded event. And apparently, at the reception, the DJ got up and said, all right, are you guys ready for the first dance? Are you guys ready for the first dance? Brooklyn, come on up here. And he brings him up onto the stage. And then the DJ says, and to accompany him in the first dance, I want to welcome up the most beautiful woman in the room. Victoria Beckham, come on up here.
What?
So he introduces Victoria Beckham, the mother of the groom, and apparently his new bride was furious. It's her wedding, and her parents are very wealthy. They paid for the entire thing. So that apparently has caused a major rift in the family. Do you understand? Do you get that?
Well, I don't know why she would be mad at Posh if Posh is not the one that told the DJ to do that.
Right.
If Posh said, hey, I want you to introduce me as the most beautiful woman in the room, why would she be mad at Posh?
Well, maybe he did do that.
Maybe.
Possibly. That would be just diabolical if she did. But one person commented and said, when the DJ introduced Victoria Beckham, she was happy as can be to get up on that stage and throw her arms around her son and say, woo, you know, let's do the dance. Now, this is all, you know, people commenting about it. So no word if this isn't any of this is true, but it's been reported this way multiple times. That is just awful, isn't it?
Wild.
And I'm just amused at what I'm picturing a British wedding DJ being.
But terrible.
Yeah. He's just playing like Robbie Williams songs the whole time.
Thinking it's so clever to play Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the name of it?
Yeah.
So, but don't you think after like a couple of years of this, isn't this something you can get over?
Unless she staged the whole thing, yeah, get over it. I mean.
And if she did stage the whole thing, this is a deal breaker?
Yeah, because you're psycho.
Yeah, I wouldn't want my kids around that psycho.
Absolutely not.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I'm wearing one of my LSU uniforms today because tomorrow is the big game. LSU playing South Carolina. You know, we love Columbia, South Carolina, and I like the University of South Carolina. I do. I like them, but, you know, not when we're playing them, then I don't like them. But I really like their coach, and my wife loves him.
Is he cute?
He's just so super sweet.
Okay.
Just seeing, she's like, oh my God, I just love him. He's so sweet.
Okay. I love that.
cause we watched that documentary about the SEC football teams on Netflix. And he does come across most of the time as a really cool guy, and they're playing at LSU, and LSU's stadium is known as one of the hardest places for people to come in and play because the crowd is so loud and the people are so into it. And most people in like sports media and sports commentary and all of that will say that Tiger Stadium at LSU is an experience like none other. That's the ultimate college football experience is at Tiger Stadium at LSU. And so the other day at a press conference, they were asking South Carolina's coach, I think his name's Shane Beamon. His dad was the coach at Virginia Tech for years and years. And they asked if he had been doing anything with the team to practice or simulate that kind of crowd noise that they're going to have to be dealing with. And he said, I really don't think that there's any way to simulate 115,000 Louisianians who are probably all intoxicated on Saturday night.
I love the realness. Yes.
He said, it's just, you know, we just got to go in there and deal with it. You know, there's no recreating that. There's no, you know, any way you can simulate that.
Yeah. I mean, how could you even like,
yeah. And then a lot of people, you know, would say, how dare he think that we're all drunk, just a bunch of drunks all the time. But, you know, all of the people that I'm friends with from Louisiana on social media were posting that clip all proud, flexing on it. Yeah.
He's talking about us. Yeah.
We are drunk. That's right. He's saying the truth.
We're the drunkest.
We're drunk right now. Yeah.
Do they sell beer in the stadium?
Yeah.
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 Wait a second. What?
Yeah, they started doing that several years ago. Some of the college stadiums sell alcohol now. And that's why that's another one of the proudest moments in LSU fandom was in 2018, 2019, that season, the LSU won the national championship when LSU played at Vanderbilt. And that's where I went for my 50th birthday. Mm-hmm. And the LSU fans had not only drank all of the bars close to the stadium out of alcohol because of the Bloody Marys they were drinking that morning. They also had to bring in extra trucks because they ran out of beer at the stadium before halftime.
You are kidding. They're like, these are animals we're dealing with. I love it.
At Vanderbilt.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The TJ and Riggins Show is sponsored by the Temple Team, real estate professionals who understand that buying or selling a home is a life-changing experience. And the Temple Team always puts their clients first. Learn more about the Temple Team at tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins just mentioned something to me, and then we had to come back on the air. So since I can't focus on anything, since I can't focus on two things at one time and have to wait on this, what are you saying that they're talking about me at, in the building at Bob 93.3, our affiliate in Eastern North Carolina?
Yes, we recorded some TV commercials the other day, and our friends at Bob 93.3 out in Eastern North Carolina, they have a whole digital team out there. And our friend Gina obviously is out there as well. And all of a sudden, after I sent the video clip, we started getting a ton of messages from their team going, oh my God, TJ looks so skinny. That was the first one that came in. And I just responded. I went, ha ha, yeah, yeah, he's definitely a lot skinnier. And then another one, what is he doing? And now I'm in like this full conversation with all these different digital people out there. And they're suspecting that you're on.
Okay, Ozempic. That was the part. I'm, if you're listening, going, he just wanted him to say that they said he looks skinny. No, they think that I'm on the Ozempics.
Yeah, that came in. That was like the third message that came in. Is he on Ozempic? Is he on the shots? I think they said. And I was like, no, no, no.
What a great compliment.
I know, but I mean, that's what anybody who's losing weight today, that is how fast the Ozempic and those types of drugs have taken over the popular culture. Mm-hmm. That when you lose weight, everybody just assumes. And it's almost like some people treat it as a status symbol, you know, like, I'm on it because it is expensive. Yeah, even though they're making it cheaper now, they're starting to do cheaper things.
Like knockoff. Generic.
And Costco, I think, is going to start having Ozempic type stuff. But no, I'm really not. I'm not taking it. And I wouldn't hesitate to say if I were taking it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not. I guess the reason that this is working so quickly is because I'm getting paid to do this diet.
Right.
And since I'm getting paid to do it, I'm sticking to it completely, 100%, you know, not cheating at all. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, my wife said the other day, well, I mean, I wish if I could have paid you to lose weight a long time ago, I would have done it.
Yeah. But it's different when someone you don't know as well expects you to do something, you know.
But she did. My wife really didn't say that.
Oh, but that would be funny. But what a great comment. I love when people are like, are you on Ozempic? Oh, my God. Thank you.
I don't mind when they ask. excuse me. I don't mind when they ask. It's when they don't believe me.
Right.
You know, which I've run into that as well.
Absolutely.
When I say, no, I'm really not. Oh, come on. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just impossible to lose weight without that now.
Yeah.
That's the mindset. Yeah. Of
people. It's because people are lazy, lazier and lazier. They want a quick fix.
Yeah. I can't blame them.
Yeah. True. But you are doing doing the work.
Yeah. I started working out again too, which I'm feeling. Mm. I'm feeling it deeply in my soul. Mm. I'm so sore. I'm so sore.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh man. Our big dangerous city in which we live, Charlotte, has made the national news again.
Ooh.
And again, it is because of a crime. This crime, though, happened at a Family Dollar store. Did y'all see this story? A Family Dollar store in Charlotte?
No.
No.
It was a dispute that happened over, and I don't think this could be any more stereotypically Charlotte, a dispute happened over a NASCAR t-shirt.
Oh, my God. Makes sense now. Makes sense.
And it was there weren't a lot of details to the story. It just said that a woman had been arrested because she demanded to have the shirt, the NASCAR t-shirt that another customer was wearing, and pulled a gun.
Oh my God.
It wasn't even they were fighting over merchandise.
No, it was, I want that shirt.
What? You know,
I want that Joey Logano shirt right now.
Oh my God, take it, dude.
Joey's my favorite.
He's my man. To me. And I think the other person was a woman. I'm not sure. No. I could look it up.
You know. Did she willingly just hand it over?
No. That was the problem. She didn't just willingly hand it over. And I guess that's why the gun had to come out. It's like, I'm taking that shirt.
God, I'm embarrassed for us as a community. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, this is not a good look for the city when this goes viral. This story is not good.
Okay, here is witnesses say a bizarre and scary crime unfolded in a North Charlotte Family Dollar. It all started with a woman demanding the shirt another woman was wearing. It ended with her threatening people with a gun. The store did not respond to the request for comment. That's all the details of the story. So one woman wearing a NASCAR shirt, another woman wanting the NASCAR shirt. And I think they said that that she was taken for a mental health evaluation after she was arrested.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
You know, you used to hear more stories about people being crazy NASCAR fans and all that. Years ago, but we don't have those very much anymore. You know, people just freaking out and, you know, fighting each other, fans fighting each other because, you know, Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt, you know, being enemies on the track and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I don't see those rabid NASCAR fans anymore. Have tattoos of their favorite driver's number on, you know, and those types of things. I miss that.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's It's embarrassing.
Yeah. It was passion for their sport. That's how they showed their passion.
I'm sure they're out there. We're just not looking in the right places.
Right. Yeah. We're not at the right campgrounds.
Yeah. Thank
God. And love to camp. They love to camp. I like that.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it. This is TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Find rugs, furniture, gifts, pillows, and so much more at Lily and Grace. Learn more at tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, look at us showing off for the cameras.
That's me. That's me. And this is Now Trending. But don't forget the week in review coming up in just a little bit, recapping everything you might have missed on the TJ and Riggins Show this week, plus everything that happened in the world of pop culture in a new original song. That's coming up shortly. We'll get to that. But right now, the top trending topic is Netflix. There's a bunch of new stuff. This Ed Gein show just continues to get more popular throughout the week. And the platform expects that show to explode again this weekend when people have a little bit of free time to binge watch that serial killer show.
So my brother and I talked on my way to work last night on my drive in. And then he called me on my way home. And the reason he called me on my way home was to tell me that he had watched the first episode of that. And I said, well, don't tell me. And he goes, I know. Because he listens to all all of our stuff.
Yeah.
Every day. So, I know you haven't seen it yet. I'm just telling you. I watched the first one tonight.
And he liked it.
Yeah.
Is he into the true crime stuff like you are? No.
He's into Gilmore Girls over and over and over.
I love him. Oh my God. Same. Sleepover.
Yeah. He will watch a TV series and then watch it again and again and again. He'll just say, I got a little while to watch TV and I like this, so I'm going to turn it on and go.
Sure.
Yeah. They accuse millennials of doing that, putting on a show that's been on for 20 years, even though they've already seen it. And then, you know, scrolling on their phone while that show is playing, they accuse millennials of
every
that.
Morning so that to Dawson's Creek. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, when I turn on the TV downstairs, I don't know if it's a whatever, you know, the automatic channel that the TVs come on, it's Dawson's Creek every day.
Yeah.
And I didn't preset it. What do you know?
Yeah. Just getting caught up with Dawson and Pacey and the rest of the gang.
He's my dream crush.
So Netflix is in the news. They're also introducing Boggle and Tetris in between episodes. So you can actually play video games while binge watching your favorite show. So Netflix getting into the world of gaming.
How does that work?
I think you use your remote and you can, adjust the tiles. If it's Tetris, you can actually use your remote to do that. But Boggle, that's a word game, isn't it?
Oh, we're going to have our Boggle tournament. in between episodes. So that's to take a break from the show. Okay.
It sounds that way. Yeah. They position it as while you're binge watching, you can play this in between episodes, but if you're binge watching, that's what binge watching is. You just continue to keep watching.
Yeah. I'm never binge watching a show where I think, you know what? I need to stop and play a little video game.
Yeah.
Need a break for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm fading.
Especially Tetris. It's such a lame game. Tetris, I can't stand Tetris.
I wouldn't play it.
Yeah. And then today's National Angel Food Cake Day. National Angel Food Cake Day. Is that a food that's only for women, TJ?
It is mainly a women food. Yeah. Any cake with no icing is women food. Doesn't mean men can't eat it and enjoy it, but it is for women mainly.
I do love a good pound cake.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? Lemon? Pound cake.
Yeah. The only kind.
We've got more coming up.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha.
TJ, I don't know if you picked up on this the other day, but we were talking about Lindsay's previous jobs before she, in between the first time she was on the show with us and now, and she did a lot of stuff, which I was unfamiliar with. I knew she worked in like an interior design place, helping people pick out like, what were you doing there?
So I actually designed kitchens. That was kind of my realm or baths, but I typically did. Yeah.
Okay. And then she worked at a bridal shop. And you were sort of like helping out brides and stuff like that? Yeah,
my job specifically was to make wedding dresses, like put them together, not seam them, not sew them together, but on the computer and then send them into the company and they make them.
Yeah. Well, TJ, I don't know if you heard this, but she goes, you know, when my brides would come in and they needed a tailor, I would send them to this one specific person to tailor the bride's dresses. She called them my brides.
They're still my brides.
Do you?
I'm just kidding.
And TJ said this for years. Like when people say like, oh, well, give me an example, TJ, of when people, the one that came to mind is fast food employees. When they say, you need to get out of my drive through, you know, they claim ownership of it because they, but I look at it as like a positive thing. Like, this is their thing that they're passionate about and they're overseeing right now. But my brides, it depends, that's kind of wild, right?
It depends on the situation. I always use the example of the announcer at Monster Jam. The time I went when my son was little and I took him and Ace's son to the Monster Jam truck show. And the guy screaming into the microphone, not only the grammatical error was driving me nuts all night, but the, it's kind of a narcissistic type thing. And he was going, where's my Gravediggers fans? Like, not where are the, who are the Gravedigger fans or, you know, who is a fan of Gravedigger? He had to say my Gravediggers fans. Like they're not your, he was taking ownership of Gravediggers fan club is basically what he was doing.
He was head of the fan club.
Yeah. And then a lot of times you'll hear, you know, so all my Virgos get in free tonight at the something, something club. You'll hear that on the radio.
Yeah.
They're not your Virgos. They're just Virgos.
Yeah. But so I fall in that category.
No. I was going to say, if you work with them and they're your, by your saying my brides, what you're saying is my customers.
Yes.
Yeah. Or my clients. Just a different way to say it. But when you're talking about everybody who celebrates, you know, or who is under a certain astrological sign being yours.
Yeah.
And that has that connotation of narcissism to it.
Also a little bit psycho because we were on commission and they're my brides.
Yeah, I guess so. That makes a difference.
And I worked there 3 months. Calm down.
Well, now I'm totally distracted. I can't think of a scenario where you would take your son and Ace's son to a monster truck show and Ace didn't go with you. I mean, what
happened? In Louisiana because his dad was in the hospital. That's where I prematurely announced that Ace's dad had died to the crowd. Remember that story?
Right. Now I remember.
It's one of my finest moments.
Oh my God. This is the TJ and Regan Show. The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Regan's.
Yes, and it's time for the most special segment of the week. Everything that has gone on in the world and pop culture that's important, as well as stuff behind the scenes and in front of the scenes of the TJ and Regan Show. Regan's funny little song called Regan's Week in Review.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Taylor Swift released her album last Friday. Critics were praising it up and down. I'm going to wait to listen until my Aunt Flo comes into town. And everyone is watching that Ed Gein show. I thought I would give it a try. And, you know, aside from the killing and skinning, he seemed like an okay guy.
He's a prince of a man.
That's what they say anyway. Diddy was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison, but he had to listen to his victims first. Imagine playing cards with Joe Exotic and Diddy. To me, that would be the worst. This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. But imagine the prison talent shows, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
incredible. You know, we're in the throes of spooky season. I'm dressing up as one of my favorite beers. Lindsay's going as a stressed out mom of two who's never cracked a book in all her year. You know, none of us are super into Halloween. I think it's different, women and men. I haven't asked about TJ's costume. I assume he's wearing his fat suit once again. I think I have a really good costume. I can't wait to see how people react. I'm going as Michael Jackson, White Michael to be exact.
Ooh.
And this is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Let's see here. Pittsburgh just put up their Christmas tree. That was really annoying to some. But for God's sakes, these people live in Pittsburgh. Let them have a little fun. They say Angelina Jolie is moving to Cambodia. And what is there not to love? They've got beautiful homes and restaurants. No, wait, that's Charleston I'm thinking of. I don't know. I don't know a thing about Cambodia. That sounds terrible, though. And TJ is all settled into his new home. They're officially safe and sound. And now they finally have the space to get that drug ring off the ground. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Yay. So good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That makes me smile from ear to ear.
Oh.
So we posted a video on social media the other day, and the reactions to it are pretty interesting and controversial. And we'll get to a couple of them coming up next.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
It's Friday, y'all. It's Friday.
It is Friday. A reason to be excited. A reason to be excited for a little bit of time with your family. It's going to be beautiful this weekend. But I will say, we got a little bit of fire and brimstone, TJ, earlier this week when TJ was talking about Taylor Swift. I thoroughly enjoyed that conversation. TJ was basically pointing out that Taylor Swift wants a masculine man, and you can see that with the guy that she's with now. Her previous dating history, who did she date? Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Who wears dresses.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's British. He's thin and just not really the macho man. Who I'm trying to think of other guys. Like, I think she dated Joe Jonas, but he's got
Didn't she date John Mayer?
John Mayer and Jake Gyllenhaal. Remember that whole thing?
Yes. With the scarf. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So TJ said, no, this is a clear sign that Taylor Swift wants a masculine man. And he was really on his bully pulpit, so to speak. But I thought he made some really good points. And you can see it because she's with the guy now. It's not like he's just sort of
right. No, they're married. They're getting married.
Exactly. Yeah. So we posted this video of TJ talking about Taylor Swift wanting a masculine man. And for the most part, everybody was like, oh, TJ, you're so right. I totally agree with you. Well, then like 48 hours later, it made its way around to like Taylor Nation, which is like her fan club, you know?
Yeah.
And suddenly the Swifties started commenting. It left the TJ Riggins universe and went to a different place.
And they're feisty.
They are feisty and they are passionate and they want to defend their girl. But I don't think he said anything against Taylor Swift.
No.
I was saying it as a compliment to her that she, you know, she's. Yeah. But what did they say?
So, okay. So the one of the comments is, well, TJ, in their case, it may not just be the masculine part. She's very tall and her previous significant others were similar height or shorter than her. I think I've read that she likes that he is taller than her. He's also very outgoing and not intimidated by the public microscope like her previous partners. So they're really doing some like gymnastics, mental gymnastics to not acknowledge what you're saying. I mean, they're trying to find any reason why you're wrong here.
And it's probably because they are taking it as what I said was that Taylor has no control over her hormones. Her yes. hormones are wanting a masculine man. And it's also traditional speak to say even Taylor Swift is giving way to the natural order of things. Where she wants a man, you know, yeah. Taylor's above that.
Yes.
Above it. Don't act like she's not.
Yeah. Cause they do. They treat her like she's more than human.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is you can see it. That TJ was only pointing out what's actually happening in front of our faces. She did date these guys, John Mayer, Harry Styles, and now she is dating this rough and tumble like Brian Gumble, I mean, or whatever you say.
Facts. Said the first day when it hit the news that they were a couple, I said, it makes perfect sense. And I said, this is why. I said the first day.
Yeah.
And now look, they're getting married.
Boom. So he wasn't wrong. You're wrong.
That's right. Always.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it. This is TJ and Riggins.
Eric Javits is the sponsor of Lindsay Look. Eric Javits is my go-to for summer hats, fall hats, shoes, and handbags. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 20%.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go!
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
I am a student of the American lexicon. You know, I always pay attention to the slang that's going around and all of that. And I have noticed a decrease in combining two words to make one. For example, when Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were a couple the first time and they called them Bennifer, you know, and I have noticed that they're not saying things like we're not hearing about your funkle anymore. Remember your fun uncle?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Uncle. And then the other one was your gunkle, which is your gay uncle. Mm-hmm. You don't hear that anymore. But there is a woman who is talking about, and I would consider this to be a funkle, a fun uncle, and what her uncle taught her when she was a kid, and she has a really thick Southern accent. And even if you're Southern, you may have a little bit of trouble understanding her. It's not as Southern as it is country. It's kind of a country accent. So listen.
Does anybody else have like an aunt or uncle who taught them very unconventional things? Like I had an uncle who just randomly decided to teach me how to set someone's house on fire through their dryer vent.
Oh my God.
I was a child.
God.
Now that would even be nearly as funny if she didn't have that accent.
That's it. Because I'm picturing deep, deep South. Like, where's she from?
Yeah, or in the hills.
You know, in the hills,
like Tennessee.
How does that even come up? Like, I got to teach you something today.
I don't know. I just probably in conversation. You know, you can set somebody's house on fire, or I tell you what, if he doesn't have my money for me by Saturday,
yeah,
I'm going to go over there and set his house on fire. I can do it too and not be detected. Here's how, you know, you can go to somebody's dryer vent from the outside and set their house on fire.
I picture him babysitting and being like, get in the car. We got something to do.
Yeah.
Let's listen to it one more time.
Does anybody else have like an aunt or uncle who taught them very unconventional things? Like I had an uncle who just randomly decided to teach me how to set someone's house on fire through their dryer vent. I was a child.
And the thing that I live by most of the time, brevity is the soul of wit.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that was 15 seconds. Great delivery. Boom, boom, boom. Funny.
In and out.
Mm-hmm.
Or did the uncle set the house on fire by accident doing that? I don't know. It could go either way.
It looks like the uncle was telling her, if you ever want to set somebody's house on fire and you don't want to get caught, you don't want anybody to know that you've done it, here's how you do it.
Yeah.
And I love her ending. She tells us, she's like, he taught me how to set a fire through a dryer vent. I was a child.
I was a child.
Oh my God. I love that. I love it.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go!
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah. Thank you for listening and watching. If you're not watching and you want to be watching, go to tjriggins.com and then you can find all of our various platforms. Please like and subscribe. If you sign up to become a TJ Riggins Prime Plus member, you'll get all kinds of extra content, like extra, extra funny every day, the podcast segment. And then Riggins extra now trending segment. What is it called?
Now Trending Plus.
So you'll get that. As well as all kinds of other stuff. So tjriggins.com. There is a woman telling a story about her first grade teacher. And at first I was like, I don't know whether I like that or not. But then the more I thought about it, it didn't hurt anything for her teacher to do that. So you listen to the story and then see what you think about it, whether you agree with the teacher's methods or not.
In first grade, our teacher was like, okay, everybody who wants to stay behind with me, put their hands up. And we all put our hands up because everybody loved her. And she picked one kid who got to stay behind with her. And the rest of us went to second grade and he stayed with her for another year. And it took me until adulthood to look back and realize that that kid had just been held back. And that was her smooth way of making it seem like a win instead of making him feel bad about it.
I love that. I love that.
I don't know what to think about that.
Well, here's because I have been thinking about it this, you know, the whole morning. It was for the benefit of the other students because I'm sure his parents had already been told that we always said he had flunked, you know, that he flunked first grade or that he failed the first grade. And that was, so the rest of the kids would go, well, why didn't he come to second grade with us? Like next year, like, why is he not in second grade with us? And then so now they'll go, well, because he said he wanted to stay back with Miss, you know, whatever.
I love it. I don't see any, what is wrong with that? I mean, if somebody had a problem with that, what do you have a problem with?
I guess somebody would say making it a public display in front of all the other students that the kid was he didn't pass.
But they didn't know, but.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like
as. You're saying you're getting held back.
I'm going to tell you what, in first grade in Winfield, Louisiana, where I grew up, when I was in the first grade, there would have been at least 10 of the 30 kids in the class would have been saying, oh, he flunked.
Yeah.
They would have made sure to tell the rest of the students, she just did that. He flunked. His mama told my mama that he had flunked. She just trying to make it look better.
Yeah.
And he's probably not even going to be in her class again next year. He's going to be in somebody else's class.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Terrible. That's terrible.
It would not have worked in Winfield, Louisiana. I'm going to tell you that. Yeah. He's ready to bounce on people.
Y'all knew better. Y'all knew better.
Ooh, he flunked.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the bottom of my little thermos water thing here. It's 24 ounces. Can y'all see how big that is?
Yeah.
24. Mm-hmm. Ounces. Okay. Well, a 51-year-old guy in Winter Haven, Florida, was arrested the other day. And when cops booked him into jail, they found that he had something in his person. And what had happened, they had gotten a call about a naked man in a public bathroom. By the time they got there, he was fully clothed. And then they got him for trespassing on railroad tracks. And I said, he's just not right. And they put him through an X-ray when they got him to jail because something was amiss. And he had a 20-ounce thermos in his person.
No.
Yep.
So basically your water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
That's wild.
And they thought that he was just trying to smuggle drugs or weapons or something into the jail, but apparently it was just the thermos.
Oh. He thought he might get thirsty or something.
I don't know, but evidently because they arrested him, he already had it in there. When they arrested him, it wasn't like he's like, okay, well, I know I got to go to jail today, so I'm going to put this there, you know, before I turn myself in.
Wow.
He was walking around like that. He was carrying it in a pocket.
So you got to wonder how long that's been up there.
Yeah. So a quote unquote specialist at the hospital removed it. I don't know what. I didn't realize that was a specialty to be the foreign object remover from people's person. But they said that if they hadn't gotten him there when they did it, if it had stayed up in there much longer, he would have died.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They also said that he's been using meth for 28 years.
So
maybe that was part of the problem. But can you imagine just walking around with a full thermos in you?
No, not even like a 12 ounce, a more sensible size. I couldn't even imagine that.
I can't imagine walking around with a 5-hour energy shot, like the little bitty things.
Anything. Yeah.
But a 20 ounce thermos.
Like a Stanley.
My God. Man. Ouch.
Mm-hmm. And I could be in the desert and somebody offer me a drink out of that and I wouldn't take it.
Yeah. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Lynn, is tomorrow the day that you're going to the pumpkin patch and taking all your friends' pictures for their Christmas cards?
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
Now, is that the only big activity you have to deal with this weekend?
So far, there will be things added to the calendar as I go because the kids are out of school.
Okay.
For 6 days.
Yeah. Well, will it be hectic at the pumpkin patch?
I think it will be crowded. Now is the prime time to go, you know, before Halloween and.
I mean, with all of your group and all the kids and everything, they're going crazy and trying to keep them corralled and all that.
Actually, no, because pretty much everyone, all the kids are in a stroller and they're under about a year of age, except mine.
Yeah.
So not only am I a photographer, but I'm chasing.
Kids. Okay. Now, the pumpkin patch that you're going to, the ones that we always went to, cause we live in, you know, in a, in the, out in the county, so to speak. So the pumpkin patches were a short drive and it's out in the country on farms and things like that. When you see people going to the pumpkin patch in cities on TV, or, you know, when celebrities go pick out their pumpkins at the pumpkin patch, it's just a, where they bring all of the pumpkins in from the country into the city and they put up hay bales and things like that, but it's actually on concrete and all. Is that the way this one is, or do y'all go out in the country for it?
We go in 45 minutes out in the land. It's in the land.
It's out in the land. All right. Yeah. So 45 minutes away.
Yeah. Now you live near probably one of the best pumpkin patches / they do a lot of things there.
Mm-hmm.
We always took a school field trip out there.
Kerrigan Farms.
Kerrigan Farms. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, we're not going that far. Like, yeah. Yeah. We're going past, I mean, like where Riggins, your parents live, it's even further. It's just, you just keep trucking.
Yeah. There's another one on the same road pretty much as Kerrigan Farms. You just keep going a little bit farther, called Patterson Farms.
Okay.
And it's, and really that one's good. Okay. Yeah. So y'all should hit all of them.
Hit them all up. Yeah. No, thank you.
The hay rides and all that. You actually go out into the field and pick the pumpkin you want and all that kind of stuff on a tractor. It's fun.
I can't wait. I miss it
so much.
I can tell.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Go Riggins! Yay.
Woo, 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 woo. You, guess what movie they're about to start filming in Rome? That would be the sequel to The Passion of the Christ. I don't know what the sequel is about, but Mel Gibson is coming back to direct, and they've got a whole new cast. So Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus in the original, will not be reprising his role, it doesn't seem. But yeah, what kind of story are they going to tell after the crucifixion? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. That Mel Gibson, though, he'll come up with something.
He always does.
He will. So the original raked in about $700 million, and the budget was only $30 million. So it was a global phenomenon when that movie came out. And that was back in 2006, I believe. So it's taken them a few years to get this off the ground, but looks like it's happening, and we'll see how successful this one will be.
Did y'all watch it?
No, because I can't do subtitles.
Me too. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, there was not a lot of dialogue in the movie, but it was intense. It was not a movie that you want to sit down and eat a lot of popcorn during, because it is very intense and it was graphic.
I don't like that.
Jim Caviezel and I have a mutual friend.
Who?
Mm-hmm,
is that right?
My friend, Matt, who was the, basketball player and basketball coach, he and Jim Caviezel are friends.
Mm-hmm. No way.
That's awesome.
That's that's kind of crazy. It's like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but, Jim Caviezel really out there. And I believe he got struck by lightning during the original, filming of that.
That's probably
movie,
why he's not coming back.
maybe. I'm not sure. That is about to start filming out there in Rome. Today is National Metric Day. So I know we have some fans in the radio family, fans of the metric system. TJ not being one of them. Myself also not being one of them.
Because I'm an American, you know, and whatever we do is better than other countries. So,
yeah, I tend to agree with you. Also, I'm not learning a new system at 38 years of age. That's just my big beef with it. I'm not learning a new way to measure something.
Right. And the only people who say the metric system is better are people who think it makes them seem worldly and well-read to say that we, yeah, like really? Tech D Rob is one of them.
Yeah.
So much better. No, it's not.
Yeah. I even have to Google our system here. I mean, you know.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Now, Trending is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Find rugs, furniture, gifts, pillows, and so much more at Lily and Grace. Learn more at tjriggins.com/deals.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, the weekend. Yay, we're almost at the weekend.
Hooray. Lindsay's got a busy weekend. I don't know what TJ does on the weekend, but what are you doing this weekend, TJ?
Well, I have a funeral to go to tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah. Oh no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to lead me into that I can just bring the mood down?
Yeah, I'm like, wah, wah.
I mean, I didn't even have to say that. I don't have much going on.
Well, it's yeah. Real life. You're going to a funeral. Funerals are part of life. Mm-hmm. You got to do that.
An unexpected or expected?
Expected, I think. Yeah. It's a friend of ours, mom. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing the right thing. There's a woman that was just charged with attempted murder. I don't know if you've seen this. Her name is Kristen Hogan. She's 32 years old. She lives in Connecticut. She tried to poison her husband. And I don't know. There's something about when poisonings happen. I find that it's usually women poisoning their husbands. Do I have that right, TJ?
Yeah, because, you know, women are preparing the food for them and it's, you know.
Yeah. So this guy, he thankfully survived, but she was using antifreeze. And one day he came home from work and went to pour himself a glass of wine from a bottle of wine that was already open in the fridge. And then he woke up at like 6 o'clock in the morning feeling really ill and went to the emergency room. And the doctors said that he may have been poisoned with antifreeze. And it turns out that his estranged wife was putting it in the wine. And actually, she had poisoned other beverages in their refrigerator, even to the point where their kid got sick. So she was sort of like willy-nilly adding antifreeze to these beverages that were in the refrigerator, allegedly.
Why would you pour it in your kids drank, you moron?
But I always think, though, in these cases, because sometimes the poisoning is going on for a lengthy period of time until it doesn't kill the person right away, but it starts eating them from the inside or causing other health problems.
Right.
And I have to always think, how bad must that person's cooking be? Where the first time you eat something that tastes like a chemical of some sort, like antifreeze, you can't tell me that antifreeze is not, you can't tell me that it's tasteless.
No.
So right. He's eating some of her cooking and he's like, oh God, this, you know, it tastes like a chemical, but I mean, it's normal.
Exactly.
It's terrible on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I hate soup season. It's the worst season in my house. This stuff tastes like crap.
Dude, making my eyes water.
Oh. More TJ and Riggins coming up.